Hey everybody, this is Eric Mueller, the host of The Eric Mueller Show. You're tuned in to the podcast that explores what makes any successful person's inner clock tick by unlocking the most impactful tools within their success portfolios. Today's guest, Anthony Mangiello, is the co-founder and CEO of the Bulls and Apes Project. Anthony's generative NFT project aims to transform the industry by setting a new standard for what NFT collectors should both expect and demand. Let's head on over to the interview. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Eric, thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Hey, I really appreciate your time, man. And Anthony, before we dive deep into your entrepreneurial story and your expertise around NFTs, we want to know what makes up your success portfolio. So if you're new to the show listening, let me give you just a quick background. An investment portfolio is your compilation of investments that basically lays the foundation for your financial goals. Well, here on The Eric Mueller Show, we want to discover how successful people like Anthony invest in themselves and build the foundation for their success. So Anthony, start us off. What are some skills or traits, habits or mindsets that make up your success portfolio?
Sure, Eric. Thanks for asking the question. I'd have to say, maybe I'll go through three of them. So leading with trust, problem solving, and simplifying complexity.
Perfect. Yeah, that was short and sweet. And I think that it really hits on, you know, what you need to do as a CEO of a project, of a company. You need to be able to problem solve. You need to be able to be transparent. And that was really one thing that really drew me to your project initially was the transparency. Will you just share how the Bulls and Apes project as an NFT project, how it's different than some other projects, being transparent, you know, having an ETH back guarantee? Would you share a little bit about what makes it so unique?
Yeah, I think there's three co-founders. So myself, Manny Coates, and Guy Puyol, and all three of us, we're business people. Before we jumped into Web3, into NFTs, and we're very, you know, practical and sensible. And so for us, we tried to drill down into the practical use cases around NFTs. And I know that, you know, for me personally, I have zero desire to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on, a JPEG, essentially, right? Which a lot of these NFT projects are, and a lot of people, you know, see that as why would I spend all this money on a JPEG? But then when you drill down into the NFT side, and you look at the community aspects of the NFT community, the NFT space, and you look at ways to build value around communities, that's when I started getting sucked in personally, because it wasn't just about this funky picture that people are paying a bunch of money for. And you start to realize that not all of the NFTs are $100,000. You know, you can get into NFTs for $100, for less than $100, for a couple hundred dollars. Right now, entry point into the Bulls and Apes project is roughly around $300. And so when I started looking at those different aspects, I started to see a new business model form around NFTs. And the business model is such where it's a business team, a project team, along with the community, are building out product, are building out value, are building out brands. And so the Bulls and Apes project, what I think makes us special is that we're embracing that community aspect and are looking at partnering and working with our community in tandem with what our strategy and objectives are. And so we do that in two ways. We do that through our NFTs themselves, and we've got a storyline around our NFTs. We have some pretty fun gaming aspects to the NFTs, some gamification that we've done with the NFTs, where people can kind of level up within the Bulls and Apes ecosystem. And then on the other side, we have our community that we call the Inner Circle. And our community is all about helping each other live our best lives. And we're doing that by empowering our community and providing resources to our community so that we could build wealth, retain wealth, and provide some education around finances and investing. The first area that we did that is we're offering or making available venture capital deal flow through our relationships in the angel investing world. We've been able to negotiate some arrangements where deal flow is actually coming into our community. So that's one of the benefits of owning a bull.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, Anthony. Thank you so much for that. And one thing that I was wondering when I was looking into the project and first had heard of it, I was really curious about the name, like Bulls and Apes Project. Obviously, a lot of people have heard of the Bored Ape Yacht Club. So I was curious, like, what was the inspiration for the name? Is it based in finance? Is there a reason that you chose that name?
Yes, absolutely, Eric. And so for us, we got together, started talking about a project about last December, really, and then January is when we started going, pretty hard at it. But right off the bat, given our business experience, given what we saw as people that were most likely to onboard into the NFT space, we thought that the bull and the ape characters really captured, some of the traits and the tendencies that you would have getting involved in something new like NFTs and crypto. So you're a bull, you're charging in, bull market. You're an ape, you're aping into investing, and so jumping in with kind of reckless abandon, and just going at it. And so we felt like that captured what we wanted to, we wanted as the image of the Bulls and Apes Project.
Yeah. I love that. I think that it's very, I'm glad that you didn't include a bear, right? We don't want to scare anybody off by doing that. But I think what a lot of people probably are seeing now, if they're in crypto or in NFTs, we've seen a lot of volatility. We've seen, maybe even some turmoil. We obviously saw what happened with Luna that went to zero. I mean, there's kind of some buzz around that there might be a lot of NFT projects that will likely go to zero in the coming years. And I don't think that the Bulls and Apes Project is one of those projects. And I want to ask you, Anthony, what is the reason that the community is going to continue to stay involved in this project? Or why do you believe that this project will continue to succeed as the NFT space continues to change?
So what I would say is, Eric, I think you're right. 99% of the projects that are out there most likely will wind up going to zero or close to zero or not have the longevity that people hope. And it's no different than 1997, 1998 during the dot-com phase. There were a bunch of really, really bright people coming up with very creative ideas on what to do with this new thing called the internet. But a lot of those ideas didn't have solid business models behind them. They were creating websites just to create websites. They were cool. There was cool ideas. They were hoping that people were just going to come and the people were going to keep on coming. And then eventually they figure out what to do with those people that were visiting their websites. I feel like the NFT world is very similar at the moment, where there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of flipping. It's a lot of fun getting in and doing your first mint and there's surprise reveals and you don't know what kind of character you're going to get. You don't know how rare it is, very similar to open up a pack of trading cards.
Right.
And so you have a lot of that buzz and that excitement. You've got some cool art. You've got some people that know how to do some really slick marketing and social media. And it generates some hype. But there are a lot of projects out there that don't have a business model or a substance behind the hype. So they're not building a business model that is sustainable over the long term. So once the hype dies down, which we're seeing right now, quite honestly, Eric, with the bear market that we're in, you're seeing a lot of those projects that were relying on hype that have fell to the wayside. And now what you're also seeing is there are a lot of really solid founders that have the business acumen that are trying to build something that is that has longevity and is sustainable. And you're seeing them starting to pop their heads up a little bit more above all without the hype noise there. And so I'm hopeful that through the bear market, those projects that are building, legitimate value and a legitimate business model are the ones that are paid attention to more.
Right. Yeah. And you shared earlier your other two co-founders, Guillermo and Manny. So you come from business backgrounds. You have a lot of experience in that. You have nearly 20 years of experience in the business world. And I'm sure that's really helped you to be able to launch an NFT project because it is a business. So I think if someone's listening and wanting to launch their own project, or maybe they have an idea that they want to kind of dabble into, you know, maybe pitch it to some investors to see if it tracks, do you think they need to have that traditional business experience, or do you think that they can, is anybody able to succeed if they have a good enough idea?
Well, it's going to be, sure, anybody could succeed if they have a good idea and they're able to put the work in, learn and adjust as they go. But I'll tell you that it is building a business, and so without having that business experience, it's going to be more difficult. You know, if you have a really good idea and you could partner with somebody that has the business experience, you know, even better. And so what I would say is that it's building a business. It's not just throwing up some cool art or a cool idea, getting a social media account going, you know, getting some buzz around it. That might get you, you know, the first couple of steps, but very quickly, you know, they'll be very savvy, you know, people that are involved that bought into the project that'll start asking questions around the business and is there a business behind it? And so we are seeing that NFT collectors are becoming much more savvy in the questions that they ask. Now, with that said, there still is room in the NFT space for a project that is just fun. It's just some people coming together, and you know, as long as there's transparency around that and the expectations are set appropriately, I think there's a place for a project that's just fun. It's just there for the fun. It's not going to be about building a business. It's purely fun, community driven. You know, but you know, don't mislead people. You know, if you mislead people that there's going to be this massive brand and this massive roadmap of what you're going to deliver, and then you just treat it as as a hobby and it's fun, that's where it becomes a bit misleading. So I think that if somebody's looking to get involved in NFTs, they've got to ask the right questions and know what they're getting involved in and why they're getting involved in it.
Yeah, and I think we've probably all seen some memes about what NFT project founders promise with their roadmap / what they deliver. And it's kind of funny, it's kind of tongue in cheek, but at the same time, you know, you do want to get involved with a project that you trust in. And I think what stuck out to me with the Bulls and Apes project, like I had mentioned earlier, you know, you had a team of doxed founders, so people that you can prove, you know, their identity. You're not just faceless names behind the scenes. Because that's, I think, how you get involved with maybe a rug pull project or something that's not as trustworthy. And you also had with your project, Anthony, I think this is like a really unique aspect, is that it was fully funded. So you weren't relying on the mint revenue basically to run the business. So I think, was that always in the works when you guys started meeting back in December about this? Or was that something that kind of came to as you started to discuss the roadmap?
No, that was always something that was important to us. It was always important to us that, you know, we came in pre-funded so that we can continue to deliver. All of us said, you know, going into the mint, that the mint was an important date, but it wasn't the start and it wasn't the end. You know, in a lot of these cash grabs, it's the end. Right. In a lot of the areas where people have good intentions, it's the start. It's like a capital raise, essentially. And then they start to, you know, say, okay, how much should we sell it for? And now what can we do? And so the planning process starts then. And we didn't want that to be us. You know, we wanted a situation where we knew what we were going to be delivering. You know, we had the runway to deliver it. We started executing, we did our mint May 31st. And 30 days after our mint, we were already delivering the next phases of our roadmap, which, you know, what we delivered 30 days after mint, most projects wish that they could deliver that within a year of their mint. And a lot of projects haven't delivered that much within a year of their mint. And we did it within 30 days of the mint. And so that's something that was important to us.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a holder of this project, I've seen firsthand that. So, I mean, I've experienced that delivering of the promises, basically. And it's certainly awesome as a holder of a project to be able to partake in that. But I'm sure as a co-founder and CEO, it's even more, you know, an ecstatic feeling when you deliver on it and you know, kind of fulfill. You're like, yes, we said we were going to do this. Now we did it. That's got to be an incredible feeling, Anthony.
It felt good to do. I'll be honest, the 30 days was probably a little too tight. It was stressful. Yeah. To deliver it. We probably should have made that 60 days. But no, we delivered it within 30 days. It was tough, but it was a proud moment for sure to be able to have that additional value for people. And that value is part of the gamification that we built out, which we think makes it fun to be a holder. You're able to earn a token that we call methane. So it's a little play on bulls creating methane. And then using that methane token, you can then earn enough to mint a team bull for free with those tokens. Then eventually get to a god bull, which is the ultimate within the bull collection. So that's the fun NFT part that some people might be interested in, and some people are like, I don't want to play a game with my NFTs. What else do I get? Well, the other thing that we built out is that our community called the Inner Circle, and I mentioned the VC deal flow. As one of the utilities. And so we look at owning a bull as a membership card into a country club. And our country club happens to be virtual. It happens to be digital, but we treat it like a country club. And we look at, okay, with that membership card, what access to what services, to what entertainment, to what items that just by being a member of the community do you have access to? And that we're continuing to build out. The VC deal flow was the first, but there'll be more to come as we build out what you get for your membership.
Right. Yeah. The tokenomics aspect of the project was something too that if you're involved in some NFT projects, if you hold some NFTs, those of you listening, it's likely that you don't have a project that has this level of tokenomics in your wallet. So I would strongly urge you to check it out. Bullsandapesproject.com. I'll have it in the show notes. But Anthony, yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I love how you say on your website that the only thing constant in the NFT space is change, because it's so true. If you've been in it for a little bit of time, you see that things are rapidly changing. Where do you personally see NFTs 2 years from now, 5 years from now? What do you think the application nationally and globally is for a non-fungible token?
So I'll give a very practical, maybe boring use case, and then I'll get to where I think it could go for a project like ours. But the boring use case for me, Eric, and it's exciting though because it's a pain in the neck. Any of us that have tried to buy and sell a car, we know that you've got to have the title, you've got to sign it over, you've got to go to DMV, you've got to do the registration. Now you can imagine a scenario where the title was an NFT, and instead of having to use DMV as the register for that title and who owns it and what would you pay for it, would you sell it for? What if you could use a public ledger called blockchain? And blockchain is the technology behind NFTs. And so if the title was an NFT and I have my Chrysler 200 and I said, hey, Eric, you want to buy this for $1,000? And you're like, yeah, sure, I'll buy it for $1,000. You would give me the $1,000. I would transfer the title over and it would be done. You would then officially own the car without having to go through DMV because the register is on a public ledger called blockchain. So that blockchain technology, I believe, is going to remove a lot of intermediaries in transactions. And so we'll be able to do person-to-person transactions a lot more easily than we can today without having to go through an intermediary. So I see that as a massive benefit to society over the next 5 to 10 years. Now, with a project like mine, I look at the community aspects of some of the games that are there today. I have three daughters. They've spent a lot of time on Roblox, and I've spent a lot of money giving them letting them buy their different skins and the different avatars within Roblox. When they're done with Roblox, they're going to walk away and all the money that I put into it is going to sit within the game. Now, similar to the DMV example, if the skins and all the things that they did in Roblox was on a blockchain, they would be able to buy and sell those and be able to transfer those outside of that Roblox ecosystem. And so I see the future when we think about metaverse. To me, metaverse is more of an adult like Roblox or Minecraft, where you could build out a digital identity. You could have virtual meetups and start doing some adult like things like networking events in the metaverse. So, you know, over the next, you know, 2+ years, you know, I see that being a thing that's going to take shape and take form.
Yeah, I think both very insightful points. I think the DMV, the car sale example, that was definitely one that I've heard and seen, you know, some other places. I really do think that I don't know how we can avoid that because it's so applicable. And I even think with, you know, tickets to events or sports season passes, to not have that on the blockchain just kind of seems silly. So I think companies eventually, maybe they're waiting on some regulation in the crypto space, but I think eventually we're going to get there. And I think with the gamification too, yeah, I just think, I mean, I grew up playing Xbox and, you know, being a big gamer. And so I think really, like, I'm excited to see where it goes from here. And it's going to be like you mentioned earlier with kind of the dot-com boom. It's going to be interesting to just see what happens with the NFT space and which projects kind of emerge as the ones that you can trust. I mean, thinking back to the dot-com, you know, Yahoo and AOL, you'd think, wow, like, how are those companies not the Apple and Microsoft of today? But it happened. So I think there's still a lot of change to happen, but it's really like, it's fun to be part of a project like yours to be able to kind of see it from the inside, sort of. And you obviously see it from, you know, the 10,000 foot CEO view as well. But if you were to share kind of one last point on this kind of NFT application piece, if you were to share like one myth about NFTs that you want to debunk, what would that be for you, Anthony?
NFTs are a scam. And NFTs are a Ponzi scheme. I think for me, NFTs are a technology. If I go back to the internet website analogy, blockchain is like the internet and NFTs are like the websites. And as we know today, because everything's much more mature, every website is different and it depends on the person building the website, whether it's for entertainment, whether it's for commerce, whether it's for education. And the same thing goes with NFTs. There'll be many, 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 many different use cases for NFTs. And so NFTs in and of themselves are not scams. The way people are using NFTs can be for scams or can be for cash grabs or Ponzi schemes or pump and dumps. So that those things exist, but they're not inherent to NFTs. It's a new technology and a new environment, so people are taking advantage. And I'm hopeful that the positive actors are going to outweigh the bad actors as people get more educated.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that if you spend a little time researching projects or being on Twitter, you know, it doesn't take long for you to get a bunch of these spam messages like, oh, go mint now immediately. And I think people are starting to become, you know, a little desensitized to that. And I think they're a little bit more aware of those scams. And so hopefully that can give you some hope if you're looking to get into NFTs that, you know, if you do a little bit of diligent research, you can probably avoid some of those rug pulls and some of those people that are trying to scam and just make a quick buck. So obviously that's not Anthony and his project. So we're happy to have him on the show. And Anthony, if I were to ask you, kind of taking it all the way back to the beginning, talking about your success portfolio, if I were to ask you what your definition of success is, what would you say?
Just generally, or as it relates to Bulls and Apes?
You know, let's take it both ways. Let's say generally, and then in regard to the Bulls and Apes project.
So generally, I think it's happiness. And so being comfortable with yourself, you know, being in a happy state, feeling like you are living your life according to the way to the way that you intend to live your life, living it in a positive way, having some fulfillment, you know, that is success to me from a life perspective. You know, within Bulls and Apes, you know, we want to be the project that people look at and say, hey, they helped bring NFTs to the mainstream. They helped pave the way and helped get us out of the situation where there were all these negative stigmas because they did it the right way. They did it in a way that helped others. They did it in a way that raised the level of the space and brought value to the community that they built.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're doing it. I think I can see from being a holder in this project, I'm proud to be a holder of the Bulls and Apes project. I'll be honest. And I think it's a project that brings me a lot of joy too, from the gamification standpoint. And so it's been a lot of fun. I strongly encourage anyone that's interested to check it out and go to the website or give Anthony a follow on Twitter or LinkedIn. And Anthony Mangiello, really can't thank you enough for being a part of the show here. I have one final question for you. And your definition of success probably answered it a little bit, but you know, you mentioned you're a father, you have three daughters, you're working on this Bulls and Apes project, you have 20 years business experience, you're a busy guy. What keeps you driving towards that success, that happiness? Like, what is the reason that you continue to get up in bed in the morning and be, you know, invigorated to tackle the day's work?
So for me, it's I believe in God, and I believe that God gave each one of us our own gifts. And I think that it's part of our mission on Earth, while we're here, to use those gifts to help others. That includes my daughters, my wife, my family, but now it includes the team on Bulls and Apes and the community within Bulls and Apes. And so it is my mission, you know, to help others reach their potential. It's my mission to make sure that others have opportunity. The vision and mission of the Bulls and Apes project is to help create a world of unlimited opportunity by empowering communities to create their own worlds where they could live their best life. And it encompasses why I get up out of bed and do the things that I do.
Yeah, that's perfect. And if someone's looking to get in this project, we're coming up towards the tail end. This episode's releasing towards the later part of 22. So the Apes are coming, right? With Bulls and Apes project, the Apes are about to drop. What is the next step if someone wants to get involved? How do they go mint their ape? How do they get involved in this project?
So I would go to bullsandapes.com. That's the best place for you to learn. We have a subsite within bullsandapes.com called Trait Ranks. And Trait Ranks lets you look through our collection and look at the different traits and look at what's available. The other part of our site that I would highly recommend is our story. There's a story, a lore about the Bulls and Apes and the Bulls, why the Bulls came into existence. And it starts to tease the Apes, and the Apes are coming, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So to me, you get involved. We're going to reward our current holders. So the people that hold the Bulls are going to be rewarded, and they'll have an advantage, you know, as we get to the release of the Apes. And then on top of that, within the website, there's our Twitter profile. There's our Discord, which is the core piece of our community. And those are two areas where you can stay informed on the developments. And we'll start as we get closer to the Ape release. You know, there'll be some sneak peeks, and there'll be some. We'll be releasing additional information about what makes the Ape special.
Perfect. Yeah, and it's not too late if you want to own a bull to go on OpenSea and do that. So you can still join and be, you know, part of the OG Genesis community before the launch of the Apes. So Anthony Mangiello, co-founder, CEO, Bulls and Apes Project, really can't thank you enough for being a guest on the Eric Mueller Show, sir. And we'll look forward to following the project and following your journey.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.